Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 124, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers and fuck Fox News. It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, aka Zeit Daily Geist. Make your Jack O'Brien old enough to host podcasts. That was courtesy of Hannah Soltis. That is Cry Baby Cry.
By who?
By the Beatles.
I don't know them.
Uh-huh. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray with some weed office, a.k.a.s, brought to you by App Boink Boink, bitch. It's Miles Gray, a.k.a. Michael Skunk, a.k.a. Jim Halper, a.k.a. Pam Treasley, a.k.a. Light Shroot, a.k.a. Stanley Budson, a.k.a. Weed Bratton, a.k.a. Mara Spliff Palmer, a.k.a. Gondola Martin, a.k.a. Andy Bernard, a.k.a. Kevin Bolone, a.k.a. Chili's, and Dab Vance. Vance Reed. Refrigeration, aka Resin Howard, aka Kelly Kushpour, aka Oscar Martinez, aka Toki Flenderson, and finally Mary Jane Levinson, or Mary Jane, depending how you want to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Office and the there. Beatles, you know, just letting them know when you come in our dorm room,
Anglophiles.
What we're about.
Yeah. Those were all British office, right?
Definitely not.
We're thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented Veronica Kwiatkowski.
Hi.
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 Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First timer.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You're a big fan of the show, I'm sure.
Yeah. I listen every day.
First time, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stop it. Go on.
Since I found out I was going to be here. That's what I
did. Right, exactly.
There we go.
Well, thank you for joining us.
There's some people who come on who don't know what the show, they think it's about sports.
Oh.
And they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. No. Hmm.
Well, good thing I don't know anything about sports, so
so it all works out.
You asked before we started recording if some people come in and are freaking out about Corona and just the sickness that is on these microphones, and that's something that we need to probably be more aware of, especially because I do find myself touching my mouth to the microphone.
You're just,
every once in a while.
You're,
I get right up on
you're
there.
Playing a fucking sick game
I
with
know.
Fate.
Well,
I don't
because
know.
I'm quiet. I'm a quiet person, so I can't I don't project well. So I need to get right up on there.
Right up on it. But you don't have to
right
lick
up.
It
I don't.
After every recording.
I don't, but I do.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's
podcasting 101.
Yeah, exactly.
I made Veronica feel very comfortable when she came in. I immediately disinfected all the microphones.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. he's just going to go back to kissing and hugging them.
Yeah, kissing. Yeah. And I know what you guys are up to out there. Kissing and hugging your microphones. All right, Veronica, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about today. They called them Coachella, Stagecoach, both postponed. Postponements. We're going to talk about general coronavirus updates, the fun stuff, the good stuff, the stuff you come here for. People aren't even hoarding the right hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Obviously, they're not Zeitgang, but we'll talk about
panic
that.
Panic at the Costco.
Why we can't stop touching our face. Panic at
I
the
just
Costco
thought about
is
that.
Pretty good.
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah, that's great.
I chimed in with, haven't you people ever heard of over 60% alcohol hand sanitizer? No, I'm working on that.
No, it's good though. It's good.
I like to workshop everything out loud and let the awkwardness inform how bad that was.
We're going to talk about Quibi's show. The show we're probably most excited about from Quibi.
Yeah.
Are we the only people talking about Quibi? Like,
no,
excited?
People are talking about it.
People, right, in L.A.? But, elsewhere, do people...
In L.A., people talk about it. It's like, damn, you got a Quibi show?
Right. Well, because everybody, my neighbors aren't even in the entertainment industry. They have a Quibi show coming up.
Yeah.
They employ, most of the people I know. So,
right.
Are people in the rest of America, do they give a shit about Quibi? Let us know.
I don't know, because I haven't seen marketing, in
there
advance
are some ads.
Of it.
There are some ads out
That's,
there.
Like, good?
Yeah. On NBA games, there's one. No, they're not good ads, actually. They're pretty bad because they're doing the thing where they're there's a zombie apocalypse and somebody's like, well, now I can just take 5 minutes and watch this show. So it's when you only have a few minutes to do something. But the production value is that of a commercial. So you're like, wait, does Quibi also have just shitty production values? It's not good.
Oh.
It was a bad ad campaign.
But they haven't launched yet, right?
They have not.
Maybe
this
waiting.
Is all just, right. And then they're going to blow us away.
I don't know.
Great marketing plan. Wait for it to launch.
Yeah.
Then tell people about it.
The other title of today's show, we are going to be saying RIP to America's butts.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is
salute.
Some, yeah.
The yeah. Fast food gets.
The fast food is just getting too good.
We're talking about a trifurcated chalupa.
A trifurcated.
Trifurcated. Not even bifurcated. Trifurcated. We'll get to all. I mean, we're going off the rails here.
We are.
A thralupa.
Yeah.
Thralupa.
Okay, we're going to start pitching some ideas.
But Veronica, first we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
I recently was looking up hamster leashes.
Hamster leashes or leeches?
Mm-hmm. Leashes.
Okay.
Hamster leeches.
I just got a hamster. It's my entire personality.
that is a great...
Before I get flamed by hamster Twitter, I will not be buying one. They are dangerous. I understand that. But I was just like... I mean, she's
a leash?
Yeah, a little leash with a little harness.
Oh, I thought you meant hamsters are dangerous.
Yes.
No,
again,
the
I'm
leashes.
Misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hamster leeches are dangerous is what I'm taking
from
this. Okay.
But my hamster, she's a little queen, and I wanted to just spruce up her cage. I was looking up, different bridges for her, little tunnels, and then I was kind of just like, I wonder if you can walk a hamster in the way you can walk a dog. So I was like, I'm going to look up hamster leash, and they exist.
Yeah.
Are people actually walking them, or is it how they have leashes for cats?
I think it's
that.
But it's apparently, I think
just
it's bad because it can damage their, they're so fragile.
Right.
So you can't hold them.
Yeah.
So you're not, don't get one. But I just thought it was kind of silly.
So if you build out a whole tunnel system for your hamster?
Yeah, and I got her little hammock. It's so cute. She hangs in it.
Oh, really?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How long have you had your hamster?
A few weeks.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What's the hamster's name?
Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Yeah. Or Flirty Gertie. She was responds to both. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have play dates with other hamsters?
No, they don't get along. They're solitary, which is why I like
hamsters
her.
Hamsters are?
Yeah,
just in general?
They'll fight.
Or,
Yeah, they'll fight each other.
They
That's
will?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how does that work in hamster fights?
I think it's probably very boring and then very depressing.
Yeah. I feel like they would just be like this, like just patting each other.
How does that work in the wild, though? It's just like they get together when it's mating time and then get the fuck away from each other?
Yeah, and I think when they're babies and you know, they can be around each other, but I think as they mature.
And then don't the moms eat the babies?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Right. Allegedly. Wait, really? Not Gertrude.
They do?
No, Gertrude would never.
Gertrude is a queen.
Is that real?
I've heard that before.
That's facts. That's
like,
factual.
The most gnarly pet stories I've ever heard are always about hamsters.
Yeah, hamsters, they don't fuck around.
They'll eat other hamsters, they'll kill each other, and they will get stuck in weird places, but not Gertrude. Yeah. Again, I will say not Gertrude. She is a queen.
She's a queen.
Queen Gertrude, all hail. What is something you think is underrated?
Having a library card.
Okay.
Do you guys have them?
Yeah, I do. I have them on my keychain.
Okay, thank you. I have so many friends and just people in life that they don't have one, and when I talk about how much I love having one, but first of all, free books.
Yeah.
Hello. Mm-hmm. And there's so many resources. Like, I am a member of the LA County Library System. You can take online learning with, like, lynda.com. You can do that all for free. Mm. I was looking yesterday. You can, like, they have, like, citizenship classes. They have, if you need to complete your high school diploma, like, they have so many programs and so many things available with a card. And not enough people are talking about it.
Get movies. You can do it all.
What books do you have out currently?
I just finished reading Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, is it good?
So good.
Is it?
Phenomenal.
Novel, right?
Yeah.
Is it a crime novel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a murder
most foul, but also it's like beautifully written.
So beautifully written.
Southern, I'm assuming, based on the title. Okay.
And now I'm in one of those.
Takes place in Yonkers, New York.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
You know, we're at Yonkers, sang. Full of crawdads.
It's actually crawfish season right now.
Is it?
For sure. Yep. For all you who like crawfish, I love crawfish.
I know.
Love a good crawfish boil.
Miles wearing his Bubba Gump shirt.
Bubba Gump shirt. Right
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Or boiling crab, you know, really, if you want the OG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the local area.
But that's the UCLA one, right? Like dive bar.
Yeah, there's one in Westwood.
Yeah. But the one in Koreatown is like the one I'll go to.
Is that the OG?
Yeah, yeah. Like for LA, you know, people. There's one in Alhambra, I believe, also, you know. Mm. So anyway, shout out to the people who like crawfish. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, crawfish is delicious.
Support the mud bugs.
What is something you think is overrated?
Okay,
is this gonna make
I feel like I'm
Twitter
gonna get kicked
again?
Out. No. Well, I was gonna say cold brew.
Overrated.
Yeah. But then you like offered me one when I came in, but then I couldn't think of something else at the last minute.
I was wondering why when I was like, "Would you like a cold brew?" And you said, "Oh, fuck off."
I'd rather die.
Wow, we just met. No, go on. I mean, I'm not here to say cold brew is objectively the number one thing. People have their opinions.
I just feel like people are just, they freaking will not stop talking about it. For me, it tastes like tar. It's like, and also it's like a liquid heart attack. Whenever I drink it, I'll drink it in the morning because I'm like, I'm tired. And then around 3 p.m., it hits me. I feel like I'm going to just, my heart's going to pop out of my chest and then I don't sleep.
You get latent
cold
brew hit?
So maybe it's just me.
Are you drinking Creeper?
Maybe I'm drinking the wrong stuff.
Isn't that the weed that like you would smoke and then an hour later?
That's like
decades ago.
Yo, if you said that, I'm like, what, officer? You guys hitting Creeper? I'm like, yo, all right, Creeper Sutherland, get the fuck out of here. That's funny because I'm the same. I'm like that with edible weed.
Okay.
I'll eat it 3 hours later. I'm like, I'm in a place I did not need to be right now. I needed it 3 hours ago. Cold brew, the reason I drink it is and if listeners have heard this time and again, I'm pretty insensitive to regular cups of coffee.
Okay.
So this is the only thing where I've been like, oh, this is what drinking coffee is like.
Then maybe it's just my body. I didn't mean to.
Well, no, many people have sat across from me. No offense taken. I mean, it's just, you know, when you choose this life, you accept everything that comes along with
it. For sure.
But there are people who have been like, oh, is this good? And then we'll have a panic attack in that seat and be like, this is intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it makes me feel like I'm going to, I don't know.
Yeah. Ugh. Do you drink a lot of caffeine in general?
I drink green tea. Green tea usually
is
enough.
You're very caffeine sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough to give you a little
boost. I would say we are saying that cold brew is overrated for caffeine sensitive people.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, it's overkill.
Yeah, it's overkill. It's way too much.
My caffeine receptors are just blown out for whatever reason.
Yeah, blown out. Miles' caffeine receptors are blown out.
They're blown out. I don't know why. I don't know, man. The calf receptors are blown the fuck out.
Blown out, man.
But my mom's the same way.
Yeah.
I would always, In my mind, coffee was something you would drink late at night because you just wanted a warm drink.
Yeah. Oh.
So I never, I don't know if maybe I witnessed that. And I'm like, coffee has no power on people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how much is placebo, how much is
no,
biological.
Caffeine's a powerful
is a real thing?
Drug.
Yeah, it exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caffeine's real.
The industry is going wild right now. I was reading an article how the caffeine, like, the, you know, because they're drug peddlers too, like
right.
having to constantly think of how they can keep people
yeah, new mm-hmm. caffeine delivery
on the,
methods.
On the calf.
Yeah. Have you had the snuff? You just
no.
snort
what?
Caffeine?
Yeah,
straight,
yeah, yeah.
Straight to the dome?
Colombian caffeine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That stuff's great.
It's white?
Straight to
yeah,
the
it's white.
I've seen
makes
it,
you
yeah.
fart
yeah,
a bunch?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's only you, man.
Well, they cut it with laxatives, man. All the drug dealers know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know people who were having like trouble sleeping and like having major anxiety, and then they mm-hmm. cut caffeine out. And like,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's a, it's like caffeine is, you know. You need to take it seriously.
Yeah.
And know yourself.
Could
know
you
your
ever dial back your caffeine intake?
No. Probably
interesting.
Not.
What do
I think
you think would happen? Oh, so your caffeine receptors are blown out in the other way.
Yeah.
Where it's
I
like,
need them.
Ain't no coming back.
I need it. I've had some days where I can like go. I just think that now I'm at the point where I get like headaches if I don't have it.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Ooh, the withdrawals, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And then I start shaking.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
The sweats have always happened.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
And I'm on the street just begging people for like sip of their coffee.
For a frappuccino. Yeah. Can I get a
Come
sip
man.
Of your frat, man?
Yeah. And then the
ice
thing
blended.
That I, it's like really shitty. Like frappuccino.
Let me get your frat, bro. Let me get
that. We need it.
Yes, with whipped cream.
So
don't
top.
Get cheap on me. Let me lick the whipped cream on top.
Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Okay, so I went beekeeping a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Highly recommend it. But
Fun.
I learned.
What do you mean you went beekeeping?
It was like an Airbnb experience.
Airbnb.
And you go to this guy's house and you beekeep.
Okay. Oh.
And
oh, so it's like, because I know in Airbnb they have stays and experiences,
experience.
So this was like a two-in-one?
No, just an experience. He lives out
oh,
in
got it, got
Eagle
it.
Rock. We went for like a couple hours.
Cool.
And what I learned, which I thought was interesting and I didn't know, I thought, you know, that you've heard that bees die when they sting.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
entirely true. So they will die if they sting a mammal or something else with really thick skin. So like if they sting you, that you know, the stinger gets stuck in your
yeah.
skin.
Oh,
and then
it's like eviscerates
it,
them.
Eviscerates
basically.
And then they die. But they're fine stinging other insects.
Oh.
And things with less thick skin, which I didn't know.
Got
that is
yeah.
cool.
Got it.
So I was always
it.
Like, that seems like evolutionarily dumb for the bees. But
yeah.
it's not. They're actually fine.
They're just putting their lives on the line.
Mm-hmm.
The gnarliest, again, I'm going to talk gnarly. I'm going to go gnar talk.
Some gnar talk?
Some gnar talk here, guys.
Gnar
so hold
J-O-B.
On to your butts. But there are some wild stories about just like how animals battle or how insects battle each other.
Yeah.
Like bees versus the Japanese hornet.
Oh, we all know that
yeah.
viral video.
Oh, the one where they
encircle
it
the
and
hive.
Start vibrating it.
Oh, and use their heat to like melt the wasp
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah,
the
like,
hornet.
That's how they'd battle the
yeah.
wasp. But then the wasps that just like destroy the bees.
When
there's
they,
just like bee body parts flying all
there
over the place.
There is a video with a
Woo!
Camera like within a beehive where these Japanese hornets or wasps come in
Whoa.
And their pincers are just, they're just like chopping
yeah.
the bees up.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
But it was wild to see, yeah, like the one defense the bees had was like if they downed one hornet, they would just dogpile and then overheat the hornet with like their butts.
With their butt vibrations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Their ability to like regulate heat is super dope. Bees,
yeah.
like
yeah.
they like can air condition their hives with their wings. They like create like big drafts.
So you gotta, that's why you gotta take care of these bees, man.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you got to respect more than caffeine, bees.
Well, the guy said if you have the space to plant rosemary, they really like to pollinate that, so they'll come and
oh
right.
shit
yeah
yeah. I have a beehive in my backyard. I just leave it there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like some people are like, I'm really allergic. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not gonna tell them to
no.
leave.
Guess you don't get to hang out here.
I guess
yeah.
I don't know. Bring three EpiPens when
yeah.
you come over.
Deal with it.
Yeah, I've also, but it's so funny. The last times I've been stung by bees, it's always me stepping on a bee.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh,
I haven't blent. Like, I used, as a kid, I remember being an idiot and fucking around near a beehive or something and getting stung tradish,
yeah.
On the arms or something.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. on the soles of your feet, the worst fucking kind
oh,
of
Oh, yeah.
Stung.
You were
yeah.
like walking around limping,
yeah.
Yeah. like
yeah.
earlier.
In my career, podcasting.
In your career.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little one of my son's friends got stung in our pool by a dead bee. Just
right.
yeah, like floated over and like
ah.
got
that's,
her.
Wow, my very first bee sting. Dead bee on a boogie board.
Yeah.
I tried to get on the boogie board and just fucking.
And the bee was already on
already
there.
On
and
it.
He was like, get the fuck off.
Get the fuck off. Boom. Cried.
Yeah.
5 years old.
What was the beekeeping experience like? You.
Amazing.
You were in a suit?
Mm-hmm. You're okay. Fully suited up. I, going into it, was like, what am I doing? You know, like, why am I here? But it was my friend's birthday, so we had to go.
Why am I here?
No, you know, it was leap day. You know, we were just going crazy.
Oh, leap day.
Yeah,
oh,
leap we were doing day, leap day
yeah.
things.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
But it was actually so, like, it was so calming and relaxing because you have to be very, you know, slow and you don't want to freak the bees out. So I felt very safe. You know, you're totally covered and you go and the guy had a bunch of different hives and he would pull them out and you could just like watch them interact. Okay. And he would kind of explain like what each of their jobs were, what they were doing. And you just kind of like hang out. And again, it's very, you're very slow, very calm,
right.
Very like relaxed environment. And then at the end, he cut off some of the honey and we ate it. And it was the best thing ever. So.
Ooh.
If you want something really fun and random to do, go beekeeping. It was
random.
Well, you just learn something too.
Yeah.
Like, especially a vital part of our life cycle.
Yeah.
Our ecosystem.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Our life cycle as well.
Our
we all start off as bees.
Exactly.
Well, of course, yeah.
That's
And we leave the hive.
Mm-hmm. That's our very specific religion that we practice here at the Daily Zeitgeist.
You sting a kid in a pool and then
and then you become that kid. It's like a Santa Claus scenario.
I'm this old bee now.
All right. Let's talk about the latest casualties of coronavirus that are not people.
Yeah.
Coachella, Stagecoach, like we said, postponed.
Postponed.
Yeah,
I mean, we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I think once Riverside County was like, okay, we have cases here in the county where the festivals are had. We don't need hundreds of thousands of people coming through here and then going back all over the country and the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're saying now both Stagecoach and Coachella, not canceled, just moving it.
To October, right when it's supposed to be coming back after the
summer. Is that when the next like sort of flu season supposed to begin again?
Yeah.
And worse, right?
Well, we don't know.
Potentially.
Okay.
But yeah, I think maybe they just didn't want to just be have like make the disheartening announcement, be like, we're so sorry, people who aren't good with their money and
they
spent
might have
it
the,
all on this ticket.
Yeah. They might not have the cash ready to like refund people's tickets. So
can you imagine
like,
those offices right now?
Yeah.
I heard EDC didn't refund people, which is fucked up.
Yep. I think Ultra also had to cancel in Miami. I mean, dude, where are we supposed to go, man?
Pearl Jam, they canceled their tour or they're postponing it.
I think they, I mean, you'd imagine, Gen Xers are probably going to be there. They're not quite vulnerable.
I was so excited to smoke some Creeper at the Pearl Jam concert.
I was going to just do cold brew.
Right.
Yeah, just rock.
I was going to smoke it and then wait for the show, for the show to come around. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and it's time for a coronavirus update. I might not have the coronavirus, but I got the Bud Light virus.
Oh, that's what
we made that joke in the break, and went a lot better. You guys told me it was funny.
I don't think either of us thought you were going to do it.
Oh, yeah,
Veronica and I were kind of setting up for failure there.
That was ironic. I was joking.
I didn't think that was funny. I think we need a coronavirus drop.
God damn it.
Like we've had for every other event. I'm sorry, Jack.
Yeah, we do need one.
Should it be that song Corona and Lime with Swayze featuring Cisco Adler?
100%.
I don't know that song at all.
Oh, man. There was a moment on VH1 where that was a song.
It was a cultural moment.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
Cisco and Swayze?
Yes.
Where is Swayze now?
I don't know.
Oh,
just
man.
Hanging Swayze? On the beach.
Swayze was like the dopest rapper at Malibu High, and he went to high school with like Cisco Adler, and his dad, he was like, "Dad, this guy's got to be the fucking next. Like, let's give him a deal."
Oh, it's
Lou Adler's son.
Sure, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I do know who that
is.
And then
they had a VH1 show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway,
you call him
well,
crazy.
Anyways,
nah, Swayze. Oh, remember? We remember
yep,
that lyric.
We were there.
Yeah. Let's keep talking about this.
Yeah, look, SoCal Pride, Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Know about it.
Are you from SoCal?
I'm from San Diego. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He's not, dude. You could tell.
Yeah,
that.
You can tell.
That his vibes
comment.
Are not.
Yeah, some very East Coast neurotic vibes over here. Let's talk about the fact that we have this coronavirus thing licked, baby. Just like my microphone.
Yeah, I was going to say.
6,563 is the number of people who have officially been tested for coronavirus. Not tested positive, who have been tested so far.
That's who's been.
That's
okay,
who's been
so,
tested.
U.S. population is 327.2 million, roughly.
Yes.
That's 0.000. 200 thousandths of a percent.
200 thousandths of a percent have been tested for coronavirus.
Great. We're in the clear, y'all.
Because
great sample size.
Yeah. And if you look in the comments of the article where they report this, it's a lot of MAGA people. Because it was reported on Yahoo, it's a lot of MAGA people being like, this is fake news. They just want to hate on the president. But it seems to be, they do mention that there are some states that might be underreporting the number of people tested. So maybe it's 10,000.
Like, wait, why would they underreport the number of people? Like what?
That
is there
they've
a
tested. Some or, states only report, people who have tested positive.
Oh, got it. Got
so
it.
So they're
got
just
it.
Saying there, this is combining CDC's numbers with, state testing. But it's still just a woefully low number, whereas like South Korea has tested 100,000 people. The U.S., it just seems like the incentive is not there from the Trump administration to get people tested. And it's kind of a bummer.
Do you have family in San Diego still?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How, is there, what's the vibe in San Diego around
coronavirus?
Yeah.
I mean... I think it's the same as here. I don't really know. Yeah.
Making sure.
Yeah.
I know down in Corona, California, they're not liking it.
Yeah.
Bad branding for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Circle City.
I'm just thankful that like my parents are relatively on the younger side and healthy, but I can't imagine like not having that luxury. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's just odd too, because everything about this, we say this every day, it's like it's all self made. Like, not obviously not the all. Disease is it, but like right. we've done a lot of things to make it as hard as possible to do, like right. to have a meaningful response.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, this is, so there was a former CDC official who I think we talked about in a previous episode who was around for H1N1 and was saying,
oh,
like,
I got that.
You got H1N1?
Yeah,
swine
flu survivor.
Oh, swine flu. Wow. Yeah, look baby. At you. Weird flex, but okay. I know.
How old were you when you got it?
Like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
Okay.
H1N1 in the building.
Yeah. H1N1. But they were saying that, you know, the CDC's rollout when they were there was really good, and they don't know what happened to this one because they're just like baffled by the fact that there aren't more people being tested. There aren't tests. More just widely distributed in the country. We're supposed to be like the most advanced country. We are not. And, you know, this is what happens when you cut the CDC funding by 22% across the board. Trump announced an intention to issue some sort of payroll tax cuts to ease the burden on Americans who can't work or, you know, don't have sick leave or their company is taking a hit from the economy going down the shitter. And that was enough to like get the stock market kind of moving or like out of free fall. But it was really vague. And then yesterday they were like, and we don't really know what we're going to do. Like,
yeah, nice. There's no yeah. plan that no they plan. Were saying like, OK, we're going to have a plan. A meeting with Mitch McConnell yeah. later. But like everyone was saying, it's like there's no fucking plan.
Yeah,
like, we're in the office with him.
But
there
you don't
is
think
no
Mike
plan.
Pence has a plan.
I mean, Mike Pence has his plate pretty full already, which is right. odd. And we were saying yesterday, like, how he's actually been trying to do a somewhat of an actual job of, like, right. listening to, like, experts rather than being like, can we pray it away?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there is a bit of a response there. But in terms of, like, how they're going to help the economy, the plan absolutely does not exist. And he's saying they're going to meet with GOP leadership. They're even confused what's going on.
Right.
So that isn't a good sign. And also a lot of economists are like, this administration's running out of a lot of ways to stimulate the economy with policy. Like
right.
we're at a point too with they've goosed it in so many ways. It's like, it's going to be hard to do anything else at this point because you've played a lot of the cards mm-hmm. to reinvigorate the economy. But
yeah. So, you know, publicly Trump is trying to keep things calm behind closed doors. He is apparently kind of melting down. He's already a germphobe, as we've talked about. He's making claims that the media is going to try to infect him with coronavirus on Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
So like just the most toxic way to like be a leader at this time when the country is divided, basically making the case that it's all a conspiracy, trying to find any way to just latch on to a conspiracy theory.
Hasn't he still right. been shaking hands with people?
Yeah. So that's the thing that is really frustrating is he's throwing it out there that the media is somehow like going to convict him or going
him,
to
basically.
Infect him, impeach him with coronavirus.
Yep.
But the thing that's going to get him infected is the fact that he just won't listen to scientists. And, you know, the Secret Service is like, all right, please stay away from crowds. And there was this article about the, quote, unique challenge of trying to keep Trump, you know, protected from coronavirus. And it was just, it opens with President Donald Trump disembarked, shaking hands with local politicians on the tarmac before heading directly to a rope line where he grasped the outstretched hands of supporters.
Yeah.
So
he was given, I saw that video, firm fucking handshakes.
Yeah.
Like they should have played Bone Crusher, Never Scared.
He was licking yeah. his hand after.
Yeah. He was
that,
like,
right?
I never scared. He's like, yes, nice to meet you. The funny thing is, too, like in the articles, are on one hand, he's terrified that journalists are going to infect him.
Right.
They're like, well, then, you know, if you feel that it's a thing that can be transmitted, we need to cancel the rallies. And he's like, absolutely not.
Right.
It's just the thing. I think that's what's keeping him alive is it's like, you know, when you're an entertainer, you know, when you stop hearing those crowds cheering for you.
Yeah.
What do you got left?
Yeah.
Your you own know? Thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. This person who is a Secret Service agent who, like, the Secret Service prepares for the possibility of a pandemic, and they're like, the whole playbook is restricting access, like, making sure they never, like, interact with the public. But then he says, you know, it's kind of wishful thinking on the services part at the end of the day with this president who will do whatever he wants to do. You can yell and scream as much as you want to articulate the risk, but if the president feels it's necessary to do it, the president's going to do it. So that's
what leadership is, y'all.
Yeah.
That is what leadership. I mean, the other thing too is there's so much back and forth, like, okay, so, and even in his mind, it's like he's trying to have it both ways.
Right.
On one hand, I mean, the journalists might get me with it, and it's a real thing. On the other hand, mass groups together isn't an issue, and that doesn't matter. And even on Fox, right, they're even having a bit, you know, there's always a moment where Fox begins to, like, break on itself, where they don't know, like, do we keep saying the bullshit, or do some people who even know what's real be like, this is kind of too far?
Yeah.
And it's already starting. So the other night, Trish Regan opened her show with a jaw-dropping opening monologue.
Yeah, this is the very first thing people hear, right? What we're about to play.
When you tune into her show, this is how she opened her show. There'll be a moment where she talks about like what the liberal media is doing. It's just a montage of them saying like he's not prepared. This he's bungling it, or other people saying like people are going to die. That's inevitable, no matter what he's doing. So she's going to be referencing that. But we just sort of isolated all of her, you know, meandering, ranting thoughts on this.
Being leveled at the president is nearing a crescendo as Democrats blame him and only him for a virus that originated halfway around the world. This is yet another attempt to impeach the president. And sadly, it seems they care very little for any of the destruction they are leaving in their wake. Losses in the stock market.
Oh.
All this, unfortunately, just part of the political casualties for them. You know, this is a time to be united, not to be pointing fingers, not to be encouraging hate. And yet, what do we see? We see the absolute opposite from the left tonight. Good evening, everyone. I am Trish Regan.
Whoa.
Many in the liberal media using coronavirus in an attempt to demonize and destroy the president.
It's all about.
I see.
So that's the montage.
This is impeachment all over again. And like with the Mueller investigation, like with Ukraine Gate, they don't care who they hurt. Mm. Whether it be their need to create mass hysteria.
Is she taking this like off the dome? Because it really feels like she's like losing track of her thoughts and just being like, these people.
Yeah. It's like when a wedding toast, you're like, okay, you need to wrap it up.
Oh, exactly.
You ran completely out of your seat. You had to
wrap it
like,
up. Yeah.
I thought of the three things I'll say. And then once you complete that third thought, you're like, and
Webster's dictionary defines love as.
Somebody pull that up really quick. What's it define it as? But like love, you know?
Right.
And like, that's what's here. And like, that's what I love about this. So let's raise our glasses. Yeah. It's a bit alarming that on one hand, you have this being like, this is a fucking hoax game.
Yeah.
Where they are just only looking at coronavirus very narrowly through the lens of Wall Street performance.
Yeah, that is amazing that she was like,
think
they don't care
happened.
About the destruction.
Yeah.
The stock market.
Like, what?
How do you get from like a virus to that's equals impeachment?
Yeah. I think because like in the language of, you know, MAGA world, criticism or any kind of objective, I mean, they'll never see it as objective, but any kind of criticism about what the administration is doing is an attempt to impeach him or remove him from office.
Right.
And that's all it is. It's like, oh, you think he's doing a bad job? Oh, because you want to impeach him.
Right. No, it's like
we
want to live.
Yeah, that, and he's objectively fucked as a president.
Yes.
So then what's funny is Tucker Carlson, of all people, old fucker Carlson.
Tuck Everlasting?
Yeah. He had a bit of a different approach to maybe how this whole coronavirus thing should be approached.
None of this is justification to panic. You shouldn't panic. In crisis, it's more important than ever to be calm. But staying calm is not the same as remaining complacent. It does not mean assuring people that everything will be fine. We don't know that. Instead, it's better to tell the truth. That is always the surest sign of strength.
Huh.
As they level with us, our leaders ought to prepare the public for what may come next. If a recession is coming, we need to save money for the possible effect of that. If travel restrictions are coming, we should know that too.
And then he's like, it's really not good to just say this is just a flu.
Right.
Because it isn't, and we don't know.
Why? Who was saying that?
Tucker Carlson.
No, who was saying that
oh,
it's
Donald
just a...
Dear leader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's funny to see him
Weird.
Go, it's odd that he had to basically, Tucker Carlson's be like, I know you're watching, bro. Just so you know, real strength in leadership would be telling the truth.
But telling the truth,
what's the truth? What's the truth at this point? Y'all don't even know what fucking solid ground is.
Right. He's incapable of seeing anything other than through his, you know, self-interested view on the world. So it's all, don't let the ship dock because it's going to be bad for his numbers. That is his view of this whole case.
November is going to be a fun month for us all.
I mean, the other thing too, like the other effect of this is like it's really underlining how little leadership is happening on the right. And, you know, also a great moment for, you know, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, respectively, for their campaigns, like to underline why either of them is going to be a president that can help.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what, you know, Joey Jojo Shabadoo can get done, but he knows enough. Shabadoo. He's smart enough to know what he doesn't know.
He's going to have to stop making out with
his
granddaughter.
Yeah, and sniffing ladies' heads. And like,
yeah. That's
imagine?
How you get it.
But then even Trump, right? Like it's with his whole thing where people are asking, you know, you've been around a bunch of people, even Mark Meadows, who's about to be chief of staff, he's self-quarantining also.
Right. And isn't there a picture of Trump like doing full handshake with
him? Meadows, but with like Mark Schlapp.
Schlapp.
But I think, and then the White House has been really sort of mum about like if whether or not Trump's been tested. You'd think they just would out of just to be have every precaution, to take every precaution. But
it's too logical.
Yeah, exactly. No. I have a feeling it's like when a kid doesn't want to go to the doctor because they're going to get a shot.
Yeah.
He's like, no, why would I go to the doctor? They're going to tell me something's wrong.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. I like that Trump.
When you see the actual relationship between him and his doctor, the doctor who came out and publicly was like, he's in the best health.
Ronnie Jackson?
Any human I think I've ever seen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now that he's no longer in the administration, he's like, yeah, it's not good. Like, we had to try and sneak vegetables into his mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that was
like,
the same doctor.
Like a baby.
Yeah, like a baby.
Let's see, Ronnie Jackson, he did the thing where he's like, I'll say the thing out loud to help the patient and then try and do what's best for the patient by sneaking calling in the mashie.
So, I mean, we know what his relationship is to medical science. It's not good. This is a thought that occurred to me...
Just now.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that people are more... like kind of gravitating towards Biden because of the coronavirus thing and because Biden is more like the establishment pick and like the idea of Sanders and like a revolutionary pick is like scary to them?
The people have actually thought, like sort of done, not analysis, but mused on it. And I think it's a mixture of, okay, there was Ebola under the Obama administration and they did a pretty good job of being like, we're going to fucking handle this shit. Don't worry.
Right.
But also a lot of people are just, especially for people who aren't as politically engaged, they just want the primary to be over.
Right.
And the second the media and the sort of party got all behind Joe Biden, they're like, fine, they know what's best.
Yeah,
let's just fucking hit the kill switch on this primary. I don't care anymore.
I remember that's how I felt in 2016. I was like, kind of just like the Sanders thing is just stretching it out. I want to be able to stop paying attention.
Right.
So, like, please, just because I was completely politically disengaged.
To our own detriment.
Yeah. Because to our own detriment, hugely.
Especially for progressives, like, you know, I think a lot of people are still like, will Elizabeth Warren please back Bernie Sanders? Because if you put the policies of Joe Biden side by side, you're like, you don't have anything in common with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You have much more in common with Bernie. Like, let's help. Let's keep some progressive momentum.
It doesn't
momentum.
Matter at this point,
but
though, does it?
We'll see. I mean, you know, we don't know the results of the mini Super Tuesday that happened. So.
Big Tuesday?
Big
Yesterday
twos,
was
yeah.
Big Tuesday.
Hyper Tuesday.
Yeah. We don't know the outcomes yet. We do, but we don't want to share it with you because we want to give ourselves 48 hours to really let it marinate.
Get these takes.
Miles, people aren't even hoarding the right kind of hand sanitizer. Is
no.
that true?
They're not.
Okay. That was a great, by the way, can we just stop and recognize the world's greatest transition that I just did?
I know, that's, I was just like, I'm going to let that cook real quick. So if you go to most stores, most CVSs, it's really sad how there's like, oh, there's barely any hand sanitizing products. Some places have them, some places don't. Other places are like, you cannot buy more than two bottles the fuck out of here. You're not going to clear the shelves. But the CDC, this is all out of the CDC recommending people. Obviously, the mantra, keep your hands clean. Don't touch your fucking face. And along with that, they're saying, if you can't wash your hands thoroughly, sanitizer is like the next best option. But they're saying you need at least 60% alcohol as part of the solution. And the other brands, like a lot of the brands that people being like that are being, you know, hoarded at the moment, aren't meeting that requirement.
Yeah,
because there are versions of Purell and even Germex that are alcohol free that are going flying off the shelves. But, you know, the CDC is still like, okay, like, you know, they'll help slow the growth of the bacteria, but won't kill it outright, which is kind of what the point is. But, you know, go on. It's better than nothing. That's right. For sure.
Yeah.
But it isn't what they're like. It's not the one they're saying you need the most.
Yeah.
And just some of the way the prices have jumped. So there's a the Purell hand sanitizing wipes that used to be $11.88 in January. On Wednesday, they were of last week, $79.99.
And wait, who? Like Purell is doing the price gouging?
No. On Amazon, like for people who are selling
like
it.
Like independent sellers? Is Amazon like eBay? Do they have like independent?
I think they're trying to get a hold of it, but there's still people out here who are selling it for really ridiculous markups. By Wednesday night that night, it was up to $199.99.
Yeah, no, I paid it. That's what I was.
And now it's completely sold out. But on the front of the package, it doesn't say it's alcohol-free. But on the back, if you look, it's an alcohol-free formula.
Oh,
so
God. People
are paying through
their teeth. Wait, the Purell hand sanitizing wipes that people are paying $200
aren't
for?
Aren't even the fucking ones that have alcohol in it that the CDC is like, no, get your alcohol on.
Right.
Then the other one, Germex alcohol-free foaming hand sanitizer, sold that on Amazon. Prices were at $10 in mid-January. Last Friday, they were at $50.
Damn.
Also, alcohol-free.
Wow.
Come on, y'all.
So just, you know, and stop the hoarding, please.
Don't hoard. Don't price gouge. Like, that's just, come on.
Yeah.
That's low.
What?
There's like, I was reading something about how you can like make your own.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's like really janky, but like maybe
no, it's easy
way.
To do. Yeah. Like you can use like an aloe vera gel and some kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
You can make it with Everclear if you want.
For sure.
That's just lit.
I went to Target recently and they were sold out and it was very eerie. Like I heard someone ask, they're like, do you have hand sanitizer? And then they were like, no. And then I just felt like, I was like, I want to get out of here.
Why would you even ask that? You're like, oh God.
It was crazy.
It's an odd feeling, I think, for Americans in general to show up to any store.
Yeah.
And
have
be
it
like,
not be fully
things
stocked.
Are gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
that, am I in America?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about, onto the next. Speaking of America, us Americans can't quit touching our faces, right?
Human beings can't.
Yeah.
In general.
Hey, kids, you DTF one way, don't touch face. That's how you should be.
Jesus
DTF.
Christ, no. Call the dad police. Jesus. DTF. Were you writing that this morning?
No, I
Dude,
just
that's
thought
been
of
marinating.
That.
Damn. Improv champion. When's your Herald team performing next?
Yeah. I got cut.
So
they cut me.
I'm like still my head is spun from how amazing that joke was. no, there was like in Wired they were sort of you know putting together a lot of research that shows like just in general human beings just we have a compulsion, like we have an instinct to touch our faces at all stages of like life, like in the womb babies do it, they like college students, little like just with medical students they said okay how, like let's just watch them during lectures. The average was touching your face every 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there was like other studies in Germany. They were doing one to put sort of young adults like under stress. So they were doing a memory test, but like blasting them with unpleasant sounds like as they were doing this memory test. And they found that the people like in these more the stressful group ended up touching their faces a lot more.
Yeah.
Like nose, cheeks, chin. And then like they're saying, okay, so this spontaneous facial self-touch, as they say, it helps to like sort of regulate their emotions. So add to that, we're already in a stressful environment just with people being like hoarding shit, thinking, you know, everywhere you go is just contaminated, that we're already fighting an urge that we have. Even pets, they even point to like cats and like dogs who like sleep with their paws.
Right.
It's just a natural, it's like an animal instinct. That
is it like, I'm still here.
Right. Yeah. Like in a way, it's just like, or it's soothing, or like in the for a baby, you're just like kind of figuring your face out.
I mean,
and
I sleep on my face, so like that's
face down.
Yeah, I sleep face
no,
down.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You really do?
Yeah. face.
Are you joking?
Just mashed into the pillow or into my arm. Yeah.
Whoa. So you look like you're planking in bed?
No, I'm like kind of to the side, but like.
Oh, like cheek down. Yeah. Okay, cheek I thought down, you were straight nostrils on the mattress.
But yeah, I like having something pressed against my face.
Yeah. I'm the same
way.
It's
a weird thing to say.
No, yeah. I do that with pillows. I'll sandwich my head with pillows. Yeah. That's how I like to sleep.
And I definitely have like I'm a nail biter, like all the worst thing. Yeah, yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
I just washed the hell out of my hands and then bit my nails off so that I wouldn't like have
just
that.
Clip them.
Nah.
You still needed that like that sensation of nervously biting them off.
Wow. Veronica, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what this guy's deal is.
I used to really like to bite my nails, and it took a long time for me to overcome that.
That's hard. I'm really bad with like picking like zits.
Hey, we like pimple popping over
I
here.
I love yeah. it. Oh my! I just almost touched my face, but it's yep. like I walk past my mirror and I'm like hands down. Yeah.
Like, unless you steep them in boiling alcohol first.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
Anyways, we're all gonna die. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And hey, here's a fun app for the kids. So it's a company named Pink Unicorn, and they have apps called One Direction Fan App.
Love
they
it.
They got one EDM Fan App.
Love it.
I mean, is this company just buying for kids? Because, I mean, they got also Formula Racing app, probably.
Not for the kids.
Yeah.
The shorties fuck with F1.
Yeah, kids love Formula, right?
Yeah.
Babies love Formula. But Motherboard, the Vice website, found that those three apps are all collecting data in a way that's even more aggressive than Cambridge Analytica. And
wait, what?
And it actually has, it shares code with a company called Banjo that is basically a surveillance app. So this is just a surveillance company creating an arm that is called Pink Unicorn.
Uh-huh. And who makes these weird ass apps.
Yeah, that just makes apps specifically designed to spy on children.
What sort of info are they getting?
Just your social media information, like your logins, and then they're using your social media information to, I don't know, I think they're sharing it with the police to so the kids can... So the police can investigate kids.
Yeah, because you know kids are just a threat.
Criminals.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you know, high school students. They're
straight crims.
They gotta stop this vandalism.
But
you know?
is the content in the app even worth it? Like, I feel like I've downloaded an app and I was like, this shit sucks. I never delete it. Still, it's like just a weird
it's still
thing
in
with apps.
The background.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I got 700 apps.
Yeah, it's just one of those apps where, like, if you're a One Direction fan, you go in there and it's like, sign up with Twitter, sign up with Facebook, sign and, like, no other option. And so they're just like, okay.
Also, like, who's fucking with One? Like, One Direction is no longer.
I know. Well, this was years ago.
That they were just figuring out
this has been cooking for a minute. Yeah.
Wow. EDM fan app? I feel like... Anyone who really likes EDM, you'd be like, this app is not for
me. I'm having a hard time feeling bad for any of these people, but I'm just saying it's gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, One Direction fan app, EDM fan app. I mean, they're probably...
What fan app?
Their phones are just riddled with
What would you be
spyware.
Susceptible to if you saw an app that said blank fan app?
That's a great
that
question,
you'd be like,
Miles.
Oh, damn it. Get your answer ready too, Veronica.
My wheels are spinning. I don't know.
Jaws 2.
That's spot on, I think. Yeah, actually for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what could it promise you? That or like JFK assassination
JFK assassination,
fan
yeah.
That's for you.
Bonner Menninger.
Fan app.
Yeah. We're going to have him on. I'm going to do a whole bonus episode of Daily Zeitgeist where I just talk to Bonner
Pick
Menninger.
His brain.
Yeah.
I think this whole show has been built so you could just have a conversation recorded with Bonner Menninger.
I did a episode of a show that I only did two episodes of for Stitcher Premium. Nobody listened to it, but it was about the JFK conspiracy theory and Bonner Menninger, and now I want to actually talk to him on a show that people listen to. So I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Veronica? What's the app you download?
It'd be like In-N-Out fans. Like,
oh, wow.
It's like my favorite food.
You like In-N-Out that much?
I love it.
Wow. Yeah. What's your order?
Double, grilled onion, no tomato. Get this extra lettuce.
Wow. Extra lettuce.
Adds a little bit of crunch.
Wow.
Yeah, touched my face. Ah! I got so excited. Yeah.
You're thinking about it. I always get people think I'm out my wig, but I like double, animal style, chopped chilies with light fries. Crucify me.
Light fries.
He likes soggy fries.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know this was the sort of environment I was walking into.
Yeah. Cold brew and soggy fries. Noted. Welcome to my nightmare. Or your nightmare.
He like if his fries can be the consistency of well done spaghetti, that's what he prefers.
Mom
just
spaghetti,
like mushy. Yeah,
okay.
We call that mom spaghetti.
Yeah,
right?
Mom spaghetti.
Hey, let me get those fries, mom spaghetti.
Miles, what would you be susceptible
to? It would probably be Arsenal fan app.
Oh right, yeah, that makes sense.
Or like, I don't know, like sick smoke ring tricks fan app.
Do you still watch smoke ring videos?
Come on, man. Why the fuck am I on trial right now?
You put me on trial.
Yeah, I fuck with a little smoke ring apps here and there. Hey, man, some of these tricks they do, I don't know how the fuck they do them. Especially when they do this shit where it's like a force push with the smoke ring and then blow another one in between.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
That's what I do. I sip my cold brew, eat my soggy fries, and
watch smoke ring tricks.
Vape smoke tricks.
I mean, I'm next to eating well done fries watching zit popping videos. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Well, we can hang out.
Everyone
like
has
zip
a thing. Yeah.
I like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Everyone does.
You know what I mean?
Well done app.
You watch
well
Dr.
Done
Pimple
Popper.
You know what? Probably a Dr. Pimple Popper fan. Oh, 90 Day Fiancé fan.
90 Day Fiancé, yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're a fan too?
Oh, my God.
Miles has a whole show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to.
420 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's talk about Quibi because there is a show that has been announced that I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah. Oh, wait. When you're talking about beekeeping, I was thinking of Anna Marcel from last season, who is also a janky beekeeper.
Oh, really?
Just a thing I wanted to say out loud.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, Quibi.
Quibi.
They are fucking... I think they might have a winner with this show.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about some of their other shows that are coming out, like there's one like Idris Elba versus like what's his face? The Ken Block, like the fucking Gymkhana drifter driver. I'm like, okay, I guess that'd be interesting. We've talked about Barkitecture.
I'm thrilled for that.
Have you read about Barkitecture?
I've heard about it, and I'm on board.
Barkitecture sounds fine. That one seems a little bit more
I'm on board with that one.
That sounds like a Quibi thing, because that sounds like a weird YouTube video I might watch.
That is the one that I was most on board for before hearing about this one.
Yeah. This next one, okay, from Endemol Shine, okay, it's a working title, but they have a show called Squeaky Clean, in which three contestants battle it out over two rounds to be crowned a championed cleaner. So what they do is, like, I'm sure it's just disgusting messes. You got to clean the fuck up. And then the judging round is like a white glove and black light test.
Ooh.
Wow.
So, like, I honestly think this is genius, because there's like a whole subreddit called Oddly Satisfying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's mostly the best ones are people like, you know, steam cleaning a rug.
Do you watch power washing porn?
Yes. Oh. Woo! Yo, man. When you watch somebody power wash a fucking driveway, and you're
dear
like,
God.
How, Sway? How?
Because there's a whole, it's a whole different color. It's a whole different thing under
there.
It's
a full transformation.
Yeah.
Do we know what they're cleaning? Is it like airplanes, or is it like things
I think
that
it's going
already...
to be, that's the beauty of it. It could be anything. It could be anything.
Oh, wow.
Well, I bet they have like a car episode, like car cleaning episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just they fucking have a kitchen episode. Mm. They have a My Room episode.
Just getting your wheels.
Closet. Closet episode would be great.
How would one get cast asking for myself? I love cleaning.
Right. I know. That would be. Oh, you're a good cleaner?
I love cleaning.
Like, oh, wow.
I find it so satisfying and soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's my favorite thing to do while listening to podcasts.
Yeah. Throw on a pod.
Yeah.
Throw on a pod.
Honey.
I'll reward myself. I'm like, I'll get high and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or I'll be like, so that way I'm not just sitting down. I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna get high right now, I got to do a little cleaning as I do it. But there is something, man, to watch someone take the care into cleaning something.
Right.
Because sometimes I'll be lazy with it. So you kind of want to live vicariously through a champion cleaner.
Yeah. Is this bad for us? Are we just going to be sitting watching other people clean while our houses just go to shit around us?
This is the natural order of things. Yeah. You know, it's already, we're turning into a WALL-E type.
Just letting our hamsters shit everywhere.
Hey.
While
we keep her very clean.
Right. Yeah.
I do have a question, and I don't.
Oh, Hamster Cage would be a good episode. Okay, you go.
Sign me up.
Oh, and cleaning out the little tubes they run in. Right. And then, like, you have to smell them. They're like, factory fresh.
Yeah.
You win. Sorry, what were you saying?
Not to be cynical, but do we think this is really just a way for like cleaning brands to push their product on us?
And yeah, probably.
Okay, I'm still going to watch it.
Either way. I mean, I'm sure any smart entrepreneur is going to say, brought to you by Clorox or some shit.
Okay.
But I don't know. It'd be great if they were brand agnostic. And it's just about technique.
Technique.
It's not about the products,
sure.
It's about the technique. It's about the devotion. It's about the dedication. Mm-hmm.
And I want to know order of products. I wonder sometimes maybe I'm not cleaning correctly, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like we'll learn some things. Yeah.
Also, immigrant moms are going to love this show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And be very critical of it, too. I feel like my mom would be like, they ain't cleaning.
Like, mom, it's literally the cleanest thing ever.
I'm like, they touch. It's like, that's not how I would
do it.
Wait,
what is Endemol Shine?
Endemol Shine, they just make a bunch of reality and it's like a production company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was like a cleaning product. I assumed from the start that this was
who's hosting?
Piece of branded content.
I don't think there was anyone attached to it yet.
Mario Lopez, probably.
Okay.
We can just assume.
You're like, would you? That would fuck it up for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you need someone better than that.
You kind of want someone like.
You can't just be generic.
I think it has to be Tim Gunn.
He would be fun. Yeah.
Cleaners. Make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then get to cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Or Howie Mandel, who suffers from
OCD.
OCD. Yeah.
He absolutely should. It should be someone who has OCD, because they're going to really look at it in ways that, you know, most of us might not be.
Yes. Mm. All right. It's time to say a adieu, a farewell, an RIP to America's butts.
Yeah.
Because the fast food industry is just getting too good.
Too good or I don't know. I'm frightened by it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, look. First up, they have what they call the Tripalupa.
Tripalupa.
Okay. Which is basically a trifurcated chalupa. And within it, it's basically the longest tortilla you can just break apart in three sections. And it has like each side, like it changes in sauce as you move from left to right. So on the left, you have cheesy sauce. Then you have cheesy chipotle sauce, and then chipotle sauce. So it's a nice spectrum as you move along the chalupa.
Yeah.
I mean, fine.
Yeah.
But how are you supposed to, what side do you start on? Do you go from the top?
What up to you. I think they just, they're like, they break apart real easily. So it's basically getting three mini chalupas for the price
of
one.
Yeah, to be honest, this could just be how chalupas come in the first place. And like they just like are like, what if we didn't break them apart? Like
right.
Yeah, like that just might be how they come in the packaging.
Yeah, I'm not a big chalupa guy when it comes to Taco Bell. We all know I have my own order that I get there. Yeah.
Cheesy gordita.
I'll get usually Mexi Melts, Soft Taco Supreme, maybe Spicy Chicken Quesadilla, and then if I'm, you know, really into it, Crunchwrap Supreme. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you fuck with Taco Bell?
Obviously.
And? Yeah. And what sayest thou of your order?
I'm a Crunchwrap Supreme ho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Crunchwrap Supreme ho's in the building.
And
okay.
Then I can't tell you how many times I've woken up in the morning with just a purse full of hot sauce packets from Taco Bell. Like, I cannot be restrained.
You don't remember how they got
like,
there.
That's
you're
cool.
Just like a Taco Bell werewolf.
For sure. But yeah. Is it, like, maybe it's like the sickness in me. Like, I would try that.
Oh, I'm trying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool.
I never, all this to say, I'm going to try it.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like, it's not my usual order. So it's going to take a little more brave, like, you know, courage from me.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be feeling brave that day.
I'm going to
have
to be like a big boy that day.
Right.
And then this next one. Okay. McDonald's, I think, is now, this one is just too much.
Right.
They've announced two new Big Macs. Okay. One is a Little Mac, which is basically one all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion on a sesame seed bun. But there's no middle bun and that extra patty. It's just like, okay, what if you only need have the appetite for the top half of a Big Mac?
Mm-hmm. You just have the appetite for a Mac.
Yeah,
not
for
a
Mac.
One.
Yeah.
Then they have this motherfucker called the Double Mac. It is four all beef patties. So each layer, they've now just added another patty. So
right.
You got a four beef patty fucking hamburger. I hope you can unhinge your jaw to
right.
Eat this.
It's so big. It's so tall.
But they also, they fucked up the balance because.
What do you mean?
Well, there's only one piece of cheese still. So I need a piece of cheese
per
level, I think, for this to work.
Per level or per patty?
Per patty. Well, so normally
they
have one per every two patties. I think you got to give me two pieces of cheese at least for this. I wouldn't mind four pieces of cheese, but that's just me.
I wouldn't mind.
I've recently become a big fan. Like after grilling out, like I'm a huge fan of American cheese
because it's underrated.
It melts great.
Yeah.
It melts so good. It has
no flavor.
It melts unlike any naturally occurring substance.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's just because
it's not naturally occurring.
Right. It's not naturally occurring. Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
Do you eat it with a knife and fork? Like I really am curious.
I don't know. Like, would you? What's the largest sort of custom hamburger you've ever had at In-N-Out?
I usually get a 3x3.
You'll get a 3x3.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think 4x is probably the most I'll do. When you do four patties.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do up to.
And they do four cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
I
do
didn't
four
know that.
Cheese. Oh huh. Yeah, you can add patties. You just be like, I want a 5x. The football players in my high school would do like 5 to 6x, but like,
it
never ended up as a thing you could eat as a sand like a burger.
Right.
It'd be like you'd either squish the fuck out of it and it just looks like what the fuck is that now?
Right.
Or you would have to just like split it in half. I just don't know whose mouth is big enough for this to take a human bite out of.
It just feels like they just want us to die. Like
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well that is like this is we've talked before about how this is where our best scientists are going.
Yeah.
Is to you know, ways to monetize addictive food that people can't stop eating is like what our best scientists are dedicated to instead of, you know, the
what's
problem.
Odd enough, like also our other best scientists are like, we need to stop eating shit like this too.
Right.
But then it's like, yeah, but it's cheap. And,
Our best, most greedy scientists, I should say. Our best scientists who aren't greedy motherfuckers are, trying to help people. But
I would love to just a day with some of these people. I want to see like the file cabinet full of all the shelved ideas.
Yeah.
That's a fucking podcast
That's a
Quibi
show.
That's a cool
shelved fast food ideas.
Yeah, shelved fast food ideas. Yeah. Like it would call it We've Come So Close.
Fast Food Labs would be a fucking great.
Yeah.
Great
bloody
great,
podcast
mate.
There.
Yeah.
So yeah, hit us up, Endemol Shine. For that show.
That's a great accent.
Love it. I haven't done it in a while,
All right, guys. That's going to do it for today, I think.
Yeah.
RIP to all your butts.
Yeah. Unless these things gave your butt new life, in which case, congratulations.
Veronica, It's been a Veronica.
Right.
I'm losing it here at the end.
Veronica.
It's been a pleasure having you.
This was so fun. Thank you.
Where can people find you, follow you?
I am on everything at Veronica K all day.
Veronica K all day?
Yeah, I don't want you to have to spell my last
all
name.
Okay, that is nice of you.
Yeah.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes. Okay, so I know we were talking about how all these coronavirus jokes have been pretty cringe, but I saw a tweet that I thought was well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Liz Glazer at Elizabeth Glazer. She said, coughing is the new masturbating. Wait till you get home, do it in private, and make sure to wash your hands after.
Aww.
Fair enough.
Miles, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray, and also my other podcast, 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra. You know, we just get high talking that 90 Day Fiance shit like we do.
Mm.
Some tweets that I like. One is from past guest Alyssa Limparis at Alyssa Limp. It says, tax season, pandemic, and stock market crash. Especially bad time to not have a dad. Please send in applications below. All ages will be considered. Gray hair a plus. iPad users encouraged to submit. And another one from Gabris at Gabris just says, not to be the stereotypical stoner, but have you seen the fucking moon tonight, man? It was pretty intense, bruh.
Yeah, it was the closest full moon 2 nights ago.
It was, what do you
closest
mean closest?
Full moon of the year.
Oh, like to our skies, our planet.
Yeah, biggest full moon.
Mm.
There was also, for, you know, sky zeitgang, there was
sky
a...
Sky gang.
There was a single light in the sky, like, at dusk last night that I was trying to figure out if it was a plane or, like, a star or a planet that was just at the right angle. Let me know if you guys know the answer to that. Is there a really bright star right now? Is there a planet? Is there an airplane just hovering in the sky?
Are my glasses dirty?
Yes, could be that too. Gabe Delahaye tweeted, if I'm Trump right now, I'm thinking about the time they brought the big trucks to the White House and how I got to sit behind the wheel of the big trucks and blow the big truck horn and how that felt good and this feels bad. Sam Biederman tweeted, that Peloton lady exercising in the sterile safety of her home doesn't look so stupid now, does she?
Does she?
Does she now? You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien with an E. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes,
you know,
where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's it gonna be?
This is a track from this multi-instrumentalist producer, Wu Lu. Wu hyphen Lu. W-U-L-U. And this guy, he's from London, and he just like plays a ton of instruments, but definitely like is born out of like the lo-fi J Dilla hip-hop beat scene. And he makes a lot of tracks just like simple but very trippy. This one has like, it's just great bass drum sample. It's called Habesha, Habesha, and it's just like, I don't know, it's raining in LA, it's just got rain vibes, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean? So rain.
Are you happy that it's raining today?
I'm only happy when it rains, as we all know.
All right, Shirley.
Thank you. Well,
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this morning. We will be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
And don't call me Shirley.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.